He met her at the popular ballroom, Polonia Grove, a historic venue known as a premier polka spot in Chicago's Polish community. He was 19, she was 17. He spotted her dancing with friends. A music break led to conversation, laughter, and friendly flirting. He playfully snagged her purse to fish out a phone number. Their four-year courtship led to marriage, creating cherished memories. They moved to Rockford, Illinois to raise two children. He was a sales representative who regularly entertained clients. She worked for the church, but treasured her second role as hostess for his client golf outings. They made a wonderful team, building milestone moments. She retired. He joined her a few years later. They traveled, treasured grandchildren, and played golf. Their life was full. One day, her memory grew cloudy. She failed to recall her dinner choice. She had trouble naming the U.S. president. Alzheimer's disease began stealing the memories. More than 7 million Americans live with Alzheimer's disease. We remind him that he's not alone. We talk about how others live with this change. We listen when he shares a challenging moment. He cherishes every minute with her. He responds to her questions a third time. He tells her how pretty she looks every day. He loves her like there is no tomorrow. He has today, and that is what matters, today's memories. I'm Anissa Krasanski-Kuhar, and that is my perspective on Rich Krasanski's 60-plus years of making beautiful memories with his love, Diane Krasanski.